Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu. The lectionary for the third Sunday after Easter includes this year Psalm 30. All the great 50 days of Easter continue the praise and resurrection joy of the first service of Easter, that Sunday of all Sundays. It is both source and summit of the Christian year. I am not going to read the entire psalm, just picking up verses from the divisions in the United Methodist hymnal. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you healed me. Sing praises to the Lord, O his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. Surely the Lord's anger is but for a moment. The Lord's favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. One of the phrases that echoes the sung response is, "Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning." This phrase brings to mind a story that I read many years ago, but have revisited often since. My Canadian grandmother introduced me to the Anne of Green Gables books, and they were read so often that certain phrases of the book became family sayings. One that I recall was Mrs. Rachel Lynde's comment, "Avonlea must keep up with the procession, that's what." But the narrative that I associate with the psalm occurs when Anne returns to Avonlea, having completed her coveted Bachelor of Arts degree, unsure of her next move. She had recently decided against an engagement and is feeling at loose ends. She returns home one evening to the news that a childhood friend, Gilbert, whose marriage proposal she had also declined, was now dangerously ill with typhoid fever. She keeps vigil all night. As the author wrote, "There is a book of Revelation in everyone's life," and Anne read hers that night. In the early morning, she stepped outside and hears a man whistling. As he comes closer, she realizes that it is the hired man at Gilbert's parents' home, and he would know. She can barely force her voice to call to him, but she finally does, and he turns and greets her. And at her question, she replied, "He got deterred last night." Anne never forgot the joy of that simple statement brought by a rather homely and poorly clad young man. And in the beauty of the morning, she found herself enveloped in joy, and the words of the Bible filled her soul. "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Now I know that this rather romantic tale is hardly paradigmatic for many lives. For many, the times of weeping go on and on and on, like war in many places of the world. But sometimes, and without taking place necessarily at dawn, joy breaks through and makes a morning in our hearts and minds. Hear again the end of the psalm, "That my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever." I close with a prayer from the Easter season. Lord of life, by submitting to death, you conquered the grave. By being lifted on a cross, you draw all peoples to you. By being raised from the dead, you restore to humanity all that we had lost through sin. Throughout these 50 days of Easter, we proclaim the marvelous mystery of your death and resurrection. For all praise is yours, now and throughout eternity. Amen.